Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. 12K a day rages on. Treasure. T-R-E-A-S-U-R-E. Treasure. Text TREASURE to 72881 by the end of this hour for your chance at $1,000. That number again, 72881. One lucky national winner is going to get $1,000. Message and data rates apply. TREASURE is this hour's code word. And we have a new code word for you every hour right through 6:05.
Hey,
lots of chances. Oh, go ahead.
Real quickly before you get to the text, I just want to give a quick shout out and thank you to Melissa Bruce. She just donated $105 for our stair climb competition.
Oh, that is so
which
sweet.
Moves Team Alice from 10th place to 6th place.
Oh, congratulations, Human. Right.
Thank you, Melissa, for
you're just
your
looking for $500 total, huh?
Nice, Melissa.
Yes. Nice.
Everybody, just make a dollar donation and get a few people to do that.
That's a good idea. That sounds like a great idea.
So there are two text numbers.
Yes.
72881 is for the game, for the
contest,
money.
Contest, yeah.
800-400-3697 is where you can make comments and pictures, whatever.
Sure, whatever you want to send us.
Haven't gotten any good pictures in a while, too, by the way. Just
hint, hint.
Let's throw that out there. It's been a while, hasn't it?
Come on, guys. Send us your...
What?
Send us your quang. That's what Vinny's asking for.
Yeah, Vinny.
Did you?
Good job, Vin.
Good job, Vin. Thank you. Thanks for asking.
So anyway, here's some of the texts that you guys sent this morning. 707 says, catching up on some past podcasts while you were on vacation, I laughed at Dusty and Pillamanjaro. Since my first pregnancy 20 years ago, I used a body pillow and never looked back. My husband calls it my boyfriend and is constantly resentful.
Oh.
When he tries to grope me, it blocks him and he says, damn boyfriend.
Well, it is crammed up in all the parts that he might want to grope. I love my body pillow. Does she just love it? She's going to love that thing for years to come.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, probably. I can't even sleep without it. I'm so bummed when I'm in a hotel. I'm like, I hope the pillows are big enough to put between my legs. To cram a pillow up there. It's got to block my knees. I don't want my knees clacking together. I don't want my thighs
touching.
Well,
I have a little peanut made by Tempur-Pedic.
Go on.
What's the problem?
I just didn't go where I thought it was going, but go ahead.
But that's what I put between my knees. It's this big.
Yeah.
So it's... You don't need a giant.
But then aren't your
freaking...
bare thighs like touching each other like all sticky? I just like a big fat thing to.
All sticky?
Yeah.
How sweaty are you?
I get kind of sweaty at night.
You
like,
do?
Raw skin touching raw skin. I'm just like, that's a no. Even my boobs, like I put the other half of the pillow up between my boobs. Like one boob is down below, one's above. Like I cram it in there. I just need all separation.
Good grief.
Yeah.
You are a sweaty Betty.
It's not that I'm sweaty. I just don't like the skin touching the other skin. I like the contact.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about, right, Bryn?
I do, yeah. I get sweaty pretty quickly.
You do?
I don't get sweaty. I'm not trying to say I'm getting sweaty.
Yeah, you just said you're a sweaty
else.
Betty.
Yeah, yeah, the skin on skin is like, right. Ugh, look. It's like you just know microbes are growing there.
You guys crack me up. You complain about going to bed at 6, 7. I try to get in bed by 5 because I get up at 1.
Oh, that's a rough shift, dude.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That is rough.
Crocs make your feet stink.
No, they don't.
They do.
They don't.
707 just said so.
No, they probably have stinky feet and they blame it on their Crocs. In fact, I love my Crocs because I do so much stuff with my pond out there. You know, I'm always having to clean the filter and the water just goes everywhere. And you just spray them off. You just spray and the cool water goes right in.
So that pond was a huge mistake, huh?
Oh, no. I love the pond. I love the pond. I sit out there and the fish are so friendly. I just trail my hand in the water like before I feed them, mm-hmm. and they come over. I can pick them up. They don't like it or anything, but they come right there, like kind of biting on my hand and stuff. And they're just so, I love them. They brush up against me. Oh, little fishies, come to mama.
I make my 14-year-old go to sleep at 9, and she naturally wakes up at 7. Anything less, and she is non-functioning.
Oh. Yeah, teenagers need a lot of sleep.
All kids need a lot of sleep.
Mm. Teenagers, though, there's something up this, and but they're like wired to stay up late, but then they really need to sleep. Uh-huh. It's like, oh, you just need to go to bed earlier.
Bogus. Those kids. They don't eat, or they don't sleep, and they get all
cranky.
Dramatic on you, and
God.
You're like, the drama coming out of you.
You can't
Jesus.
Believe the loss of S. Like, what is happening?
Meltdown.
You can be
Hold it
such
together,
a cool
man.
Kid, but this drama... In my day, all of a sudden, is so.
We were just having a nice, relaxing day, and you're on the ground losing it, rolling around, yelling. I'm walking away.
You had one of those, because I've got one now. It's
well, you're about
fun.
To have another one.
Right.
Super fun.
If you guys go to bed at 7:30, what time do you have to wake up in the morning?
I get up at 3:45.
2:45.
What time do you get up?
3.
Yeah. What time do you get up?
3:45.
925 says, secret show today?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
831 says, in Spanish, pedo means fart.
Oh.
And also used to refer to being drunk.
Oh. Well.
What's borracho?
I don't know what that means.
I thought borracho was drunk.
Well, there's probably more than one word. We have 1,000 words for being drunk. You know? Right.
Yes, that is correct, Vinny.
What about pedo, though?
Oh, great. Let's
see. Pedo.
It is
pedo.
Oh, okay.
Pedo.
I must have spelled it wrong.
P-E-D-O.
That's what they used to say at my house.
When you farted?
Yeah, my brothers.
But they'd be all, hey, pedo.
Hey, pedo.
Holman.
Yeah.
Hey, Holman.
I just donated $100 to the stair climb. I'll also submit this to my company for matching, so you'll get another $100.
Yeah.
Mm. Ooh.
We're going to be done by tomorrow.
That must be Melissa. We give you a huge shout out, Melissa. Thank you.
Oh, that's the one? You don't think there's two?
It's not another $100.
Well, I can see the other donators have been Yuzette Salazar.
She did.
And Sarah Clark.
She did.
Yeah.
You got three.
We had to get it started.
Donors.
Right.
925 says, hi, guys. Did you see your friend in the Wall Street Journal over the weekend? Paul Mercurio.
Oh, what was he in there for? Just a piece on him? He writes for them.
A Wall Streeter who turned to comedies, it says. Oh. Paul Mercurio. He was a lawyer, right?
He was.
707 says, Yuzi can't have a party for Johnny V. He'll notice she chased all his friends away.
That is true.
Yeah.
I was thinking
only be family.
His family members.
When he, is he ever going to get better days off than Monday and Tuesday?
Oh, I
don't think so.
Do you think he'll ever get to make friends again?
I don't think so, Vincent.
Oh, that's too bad. Mm.
That is too bad.
He doesn't have anyone he texts with, like, oh, bro.
Please use that.
Let me pick you up and I'll take you for a drive in my Cobra.
No.
He doesn't have any buddies.
No.
Nobody.
He's got a Uzi.
Bro, come by. I'm polishing my guns.
No. Oh. His son.
No,
and
no, no.
His
friends.
Brother.
No, no, no. Friends, buddies.
Friends.
Like
how
somebody
many
is like.
Have them. Except Johnny B.
Oh, bro. No. I'm sharpening knives right now on the grindstone in my living room. Come by.
No.
That's the wrong
going.
Place for a grindstone.
You know what? Who I would consider a friend of John's, but won't just pop over because he lives farther away, is George.
Oh.
Like, him and George get on really well, so I would consider George
a
friend
both
of
love cars
Johnny B. And... They love cars, guns,
All
the stuff.
You. Huh.
Me. They both love me.
Right.
Lots of love.
Yeah, of course.
Yes, of course. Yeah. Oh, boy.
More money?
I want to give... An incredibly special shout out to Jessica Gilmartin, who just donated $315.60.
Wow.
Wait, she donated $315, or that's what we're up to?
No, she donated $315.60.
That's a weird number, huh?
Well, I think they ask you if you want to cover the costs that they're going to incur. Did you see that?
No, because I had Hooman do it for me.
Oh. No, there's an option, because I was thinking the $105. I think that's also I think it's $5 per 100 for processing, etc. So she probably covered the cost too.
Oh, wow. So what's your total now?
Generous. So right now we hit the mark, $521.
Oh,
all right,
man.
And we're in fifth place, everybody.
Oh. Right, let's keep it going.
Yeah.
Reset your goal.
All right.
I want
Michelle,
number one.
Michelle, make it 1,000.
Yeah, make it 1,000.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Thanks.
Oh, Michelle's going to change it?
She goes, yeah, me? I said, yeah. She says, okay.
Thank you.
510 says, I'm hella mad at y'all for trying to talk about El DeBarge and family and not knowing anything about him.
Oh, don't be mad at us. I mean,
nobody
please.
Knows anything about El DeBarge.
Luckily, you're the expert on El DeBarge. You can like go off into your day knowing you're the expert.
That terrible DeBarge song was our prom theme in 85. Horrible.
Get it that song, it's a great song. We know the words to it.
You know the words.
Yeah, you know the words
singing.
To a lot of crummy songs.
And I knew
songs,
that
though.
I like it.
Talking about crummy songs.
What about them?
Baby, let's go for it. Come on, go for it.
What do you think, it's Thursday?
415 says, good morning, Vinny. My family and I are traveling around Costa Rica for 3 weeks. I know how much you enjoy surfing, so I finally tried it for the first time. What a rush. Oh. Lots of respect for surfers, seeing that I could barely move the next day.
Oh.
I will be back on a board tomorrow. Always listening, Rob.
Oh.
That's nice, Rob.
That's nice. Good for you having a great experience.
Beware of the crocodiles and the sharks in the water.
Oh, crocs.
What I hear.
I love
Costa
crocs.
Rica. Oh, right. Of course you do.
Hilarious.
Good morning. Today is my 26th birthday, but tomorrow is my beautiful mother Alma's 43rd birthday. Can we get a happy birthday?
Happy birthday to both of you.
Mm-hmm.
And thanks for listening.
When I was in high school, there was this one super hot girl. Her name was Alma. I haven't heard that name in so long.
Alma.
Did you make out with her?
No. She was so, oh my God. I was such a
out of your
dork.
You didn't go in?
High school.
Did you try at least?
Nothing. She went to Mercy High School.
Mercy.
Yeah, because I went to an all boys private Catholic high school, so we had sister schools, Notre Dame and Mercy.
Oh, my chick went to Notre Dame.
She did in Belmont?
No, in San Jose.
Oh, that wasn't one of our sister schools. What year did she graduate?
No idea.
I'm graduated in 92. I'm 43. Is she younger or
she's
older
younger
than me?
You.
She's younger than you.
Maybe 40.
She just turned 40.
Oh.
Did you do a big party for her?
Yeah, did you do a big party for her?
Yeah.
Where were we?
Yeah, where were we?
I saw it online.
I mean, she was class
97. We weren't invited, but I saw it on the internet. I was like, I wasn't
Well, you guys are going
to
the
no,
baby shower.
We weren't invited.
When was
no,
it?
You were invited.
No, she said we were invited. She was.
Oh,
gonna...
I didn't get like an invitation.
Are you sure?
When is it?
Say
when was
she
it?
She was gonna invite us when she was gonna come in.
Yeah, and then
she
never came in.
I don't even know the date on it.
What's the date?
I didn't get an invite.
What's the date?
I thought you got the invite. She told me she invited you guys.
Hey, Bryn, did you get the invite, buddy? I didn't get it either.
Is it on Facebook?
Well, it's not an event for boys.
Can you ask her to?
I'm for
reach
sure
out.
Not going to that.
I hate Facebook invites.
I do. I never see
those. Everyone
says
I sent you an invite. I'm like, yeah, I didn't get it.
Like it.
Let me go check my mail.
Brynn and I would like to go too.
Boy, that does sound familiar. Because I know you and I talked about like she was going to invite us when she came in.
Well,
she,
I don't know anything about whether it was going to be when she came in. I'll ask her. I thought she sent you emails, invites, like those things.
And like an Evite?
Evite, yeah.
I thought.
Nope.
I don't believe she did.
I've been thinking about it too, but I didn't want to bring it up.
I've been thinking about it.
When is it?
I think it's this weekend.
Oh, this weekend's out.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, bummer. Well, we could send something for the shower.
You don't need to send anything.
I would love to.
There's no that didn't come up for that reason.
No, but I still want to. I mean, I do want to send something.
We'll look for her registry.
Yeah, tell her to send all the links and stuff. Oh, that's a bummer.
Sarah.
I forgot all about that.
Me too.
I just figured she had it.
I'd like to go.
I thought she invited you guys,
no,
or I would have mentioned
no,
it a long time ago.
She was going to invite us.
She absolutely said to me, in fact, I told you guys, she asked me, are they going to be bummed if I invite them to this thing?
Yeah,
like,
I
they
remember
have
the
to
conversation.
Come.
Right.
And I was like, no, I'm sure, you know, invite them.
We were going to go together.
I do kind of remember something about an invitation. I don't remember where I saw it.
You're going to need to text her, Vinny.
Yeah, text her and find out.
415 says, Sarah.
Yara.
Thoughts on Sammy Hagar closing El Paseo?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even hear that.
I gave you the story yesterday.
Oh, I didn't. How did I miss that?
Yeah.
You know what? Sometimes it was stuff is getting stapled. I'm getting multiple stories stapled together.
Oh, interns.
So if I don't like the top story and I toss it aside, I've noticed that I've lost other stories.
Mm.
I would have definitely done that story.
I gave you two Sammy Hagar stories yesterday.
I didn't see them.
Yeah, it was announced on Friday.
Oh, what a bummer.
That he is closing that one down.
That is too bad. It's a beautiful space. I've eaten there multiple times. I'm very sorry. I don't know why they're closing it. I probably said something in the
time
story.
Thing.
I'm reading the Marin IJ.
It took up too much time?
It says, in the process of finishing a new album with The Circle.
I think
I need
that's
to
the other story I gave
concentrate on
you.
My music.
Oh.
My performances.
What is he, behind the counter cooking?
And my TV series.
What's he talking about?
Oh, the TV series, right.
Nobody runs that thing for him?
I'm sure he has people running it for him. They were there a lot, though.
Was it busy?
Yeah. It's an absolutely beautiful space.
He goes on to say, the day-to-day problems of operating a restaurant have prevented me from doing a lot of the things I need to do.
So he's closing it down.
Once I get the birthday bash in October, I will revisit the El Paseo, build a team, and start over from scratch.
Oh.
I'd like to thank the community.
That's very sweet.
Wow. All right.
Yeah, I am bummed. I used to love going there and hanging out.
Yeah,
just Hagar.
There's all these like beautiful outdoor guys. It's all brick, Vinny. It looks like you're in Europe. It's so beautiful.
I've never been to Europe. I wouldn't recognize it as that. I'd be like,
okay,
even
brick.
If you'd never been there, you'd walk in and you'd be like, oh my god, this feels like so old school and it's just gorgeous. Like this bougainvillea growing everywhere. And it's sort of like a narrow alleyway with restaurant rooms off on either side.
What's growing everywhere?
Bougainvillea.
I love all that right. Flower.
Bougainvillea.
I just like learning new things. From
that's not new. That's every.
No, new things for me. I meant it's.
You see it everywhere. Everywhere you go.
Like viney, it's right?
Yeah.
How do you spell that?
Bougainvillea.
Yeah, it pops right up.
Hagar calls the closure a summer hiatus.
Oh.
707 says, democracy is wonderful. Voters have the right to pass measures that shoot themselves in the foot.
Yay.
And then they say Trump.
Hey, 510 says, can you wish my son Devin a happy 18th birthday? We are in traffic heading to Santa Cruz listening.
Oh, Devin, happy 18th birthday. You're not a minor anymore. You tell your mom what to do with it.
What?
I had that conversation with my 17-year-old yesterday. He's got something he's got to do in the city today. And
having
this whole thing. And at one point, I'm like, you are still a minor, you know.
Yeah.
I'm still in control of you.
What do you want to
He doesn't want to be on my Find My Friends. He doesn't like when I know where he's. I'm like, what if something happens to you? Like, I'm responsible for you. He's like, oh, you don't have to look after me. You don't have to look out. I'm like, you are still a minor. And if you take that off your phone, I'm taking your phone away. Guess
you
who
said
pays that?
For that?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Boy. Talk about
Sarah.
Meltdowns. Jeez. Maybe you're the
talk
one that needs a nap. Jesus
parenting.
Christ.
If he doesn't show up, I want to know where he is. I'm sorry. I'm responsible for him. He's my child.
How about the other one?
He's 19. Very. And besides, I know exactly where he is. He's out in the backyard working on that satellite thing.
He's nowhere.
Oh, my God. That kid is. It's crazy.
He's playing a marathon Dungeons & Dragons.
Right. I know exactly where he is. He's been in the basement for 4 months.
415 says, oh, my God, I'm crying. Vinny on beer. Beer makes you pee, and I'm trying to sit here. Yeah, I had to switch to the hard
adult
stuff.
Adult diapers.
No.
What?
I never have ever peed in a
I'm
diaper.
I'm saying that's of course you have when you're little.
I told you I didn't do that.
Mm-hmm. It's an option. I'm just putting it out there as an option for those who don't want to get up. You could just stay on the toilet the whole day. I don't know. Why can't you drink in the bathroom? I don't get it. You're already hiding from everyone. It's got a lock on the door.
Good point.
Put your pillow in the tub and relax.
When I look back at those days, the funniest thing is that I ended up back on cigarettes too. Mm. And the place we lived faced the whole block, and the balcony wasn't one of those balconies. It was just like barely you could, if you put your feet on it, you couldn't even keep your feet straight. I think you're supposed to just put like some flowers out there. But I would be out there holding on to the wall of the building.
Oh, my God.
Smoking a cigarette.
As people drive by, it's like, yep, there's a guy.
Well.
There's Vinny.
And so I didn't want to face everybody because there's, you know, me half in the bag, like, smoking. So I would just face the pull the door shut and face the wall.
Oh, my God.
How relaxing.
It wasn't bad. I mean, it was a lot better than walking down the stairs. Having to pass everybody.
Oh, God.
It's fine. I just think, like, man, what must the neighbors?
Well, between that and the dead trees in your backyard and the recycling bin full of bottles, I don't know. What is this guy doing?
Losing hard. Mm. She swerved to miss a damn bunny rabbit. Don't swerve, people.
Yeah.
408
says, you gotta hit the wildlife.
All that for a squirrel.
You know, she says that, but, you know, maybe she was texting.
I believe that's what happened. It doesn't matter. It doesn't change the tragedy. It was tragic. She flew off a 250-foot cliff.
She miraculously survived
this. And was stuck down there for 7 days.
Yep.
But I'm guessing, yeah. I can't get a signal here. What the heck?
Right.
I should have switched to T-Mobile.
Let me hold this up. Hold on. Wah.
Right. Aloha, guys. My family and I are vacationing on Oahu. I got up to pee and saw the time and thought, hey, I could listen to you live until I fall back asleep.
Oh, yes, you
that's
could.
Fun. All the different places people can check in.
I know.
So cool.
It is fun.
One last one. Stranger Things is great, but you folks, have you seen Dark on Netflix?
Yes.
Just as good, maybe better.
It very much reminded me of Netflix. Sorry, of Stranger Things. It's German, and it's about this group of kids, and it's got this whole crazy time thing in it. It's really good, and it looks like they're going to do another season of it.
Oh, so you already mowed the first one.
Yeah, we watched. It's only 8 episodes or something. And you can do it you can do it in German with subtitles, or you can put the English overdubbing.
How have you not gotten to Ozark if you've been able to get through all these other shows?
Well, my kids don't want to watch those.
Well,
I watch tons of stuff with my kids.
We're
going
to try to start that one next.
Well, no, what about Goliath? I want to watch the next season of that.
I guess we're going to wait on that one. Sorry, Ben.
We'll watch it. We'll get to it.
Goliath?
Oh, my God. That's so good. Billy Bob Thornton as this, like, seedy lawyer. Oh, what a great show.
Really?
Yeah. Season one was excellent.
All right.
There's this hooker in it, and she's just...
Is it Julia Roberts?
It's not.
That's too bad.
It's this other chick. It was just so excellent. So good.
All right. Well, that's all for your text. Thanks for contributing. Back after these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Benny, Alice's morning show. Fun show today, you guys.
Yeah.
And the fun continues with the secret show. We're going to head in there. I'm looking at some emails that I got. This one lady, they moved to a place where I'm not sure if this is normal in this town, but they all of a sudden they're in all these sex clubs and non-monogamous relationship things going. Her and her husband of 10 years.
Could you do a sex club?
No, could
no
you?
Way.
No.
I just couldn't do it.
Oh. I can't do it either.
I wouldn't do it.
I think that if you ask me right now, could I do a sex club, I'd be like, absolutely not. But if I was around a bunch of naked ladies at the club, like there, I think I would find myself right in the middle like, of all of it. No. Wouldn't you?
So if you found yourself at a sex club, you wouldn't leave, but you'd try not to walk in the first place.
I think that boners make us make weird decisions, sure.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a drug.
You might be right, Vinny.
I think that that's probably the issue a lot of guys would have is that they might not go to that.
But if they woke up there, where am I? Heaven?
Did I die?
Yeah, but we'll talk about that and more on The Secret Show. That's a podcast we do separate from this show. You can subscribe wherever podcasts are sold. They're free. Most of them are, I believe. Are there pay podcasts?
I don't know. Ours better be free, though, because we're not seeing any money from it.
That's true. So we're hoping no one's getting charged for that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Have a great day. The podcast will be up by 11 or so.
Yep.
It's really easy to edit now that all the dirty words get to stay in.
Yay!
And we'll see you tomorrow on Hump Day.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.